Consistency in the face of fear. Being consistent with anything means that you are committed to it. The last thing you want to do is sit motionless as opportunities pass you by. But fear, especially the fear of failure, can be paralyzing. There are two things you can do with fear: let it win or use it as motivation. The most important thing about staying consistent when you're afraid is to know that you are not your negative thoughts. Whether you have a fear of failing, of being truly seen, or even a fear of being afraid, times like these are arguably the most critical in terms of staying consistent. In fact, doing something even though you're afraid of it can pay off more than if you didn't have any fears. For one, you'll be prouder of yourself in the end. Being afraid can also make you more cautious, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. The trick is to not let it control you and balance your caution with confidence. There are a few ways in which you can learn to control your fears rather than letting them control you. As you do this, you may realize that they don't hold as much power as they did before you began meditating. Journaling is another way to work through fears. Both of these mechanisms are beneficial to our mental health, and the more you do them, the more you'll build consistency. As you learn more about yourself, you can learn the root of your fears. Questioning your fears will give them less power than they may have had initially, and understanding yourself is the best way to stop holding yourself back. Another way to stay consistent in the face of fear is by using affirmations. Now, it may seem silly at first, but standing in front of the mirror and saying positive affirmations to yourself can help change your perspective. Consistency doesn't always have to be an intense thing, but coupled with fear, it can definitely feel intense. It's not easy to fight fear, but what worthwhile thing is easy? As you practice staying consistent in the face of fear, it will become less challenging, and you'll be glad that you did it.